Good morning. A cold start across interior New York and New England, with most everyone dropping back into the teens and lower 20s overnight, and that's where we will begin this morning. High pressure is in control, and it will be sunny and dry today, but below normal temperature-wise. We will get a nice rebound back through the 20s and 30s, but most everyone will top out in the upper 30s and lower 40s for afternoon highs. That high pressure will settle overhead tonight, and another clear, cold night with even more places back into the teens by sunrise tomorrow. And another mostly sunny day on Wednesday, and a bit milder, with temperatures going back up towards seasonal averages, topping out closer to 50. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a front that'll approach from the west on Thursday. We'll have plenty of sunshine during the first part of the day, though some high to mid-level clouds will stream in by the afternoon hours. Along with those clouds, we do run the risk of a late-day shower, and temperatures ahead of this front will push into the middle and upper 50s on Thursday afternoon. That front will stall out nearby on Friday with partly sunny skies and the risk of a shower. It'll stay mild with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. A wave of low pressure will emerge out of the middle of the country and head toward the lower Ohio Valley before pushing through the eastern Great Lakes on Saturday. On this track, that same front that's over top of us will push back to the north as a warm front into southern Canada. On this track, we run the risk of more showers Friday night and early Saturday morning, but we should clear out on Saturday afternoon, and with a developing southwesterly wind out ahead of this system, temperatures will surge well into the 60s to start the weekend. The low pressure wave will then track into southern Canada, pushing a cold front our way on Sunday with more clouds and scattered showers, and highs will be back into the 50s. Behind this front, we'll look for increasing sunshine and readings back into the 40s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system over the Ohio Valley right now will continue to track eastward, and while showers will linger across the southeast through tomorrow, severe weather is not anticipated. Across the west, a cold front is currently entering the region, and another front is forecast to reach the coast by tomorrow, evicting a plume of enhanced moisture across northern California and southern Oregon. Heavy snow is likely for the northern Sierra Nevada and the Siskiyou Mountains, and moderate rain for the valleys near the coast. Lighter precipitation is expected across northern Oregon and Washington and extended inland across the northern Rockies. And mainly dry weather is expected for much of the central United States through tomorrow evening. However, major river flooding and ice jams are ongoing across much of the northern and central plains and Mississippi Valley. This is due to temperatures above freezing and melting snowpack. Numerous flood warnings and advisories are in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 4 below 0 with a northwest wind at 53, gusting to 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 37 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 8, 50% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.23 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, Boston, sunny, near 40, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 46 degrees, the low 28, the average temperature 37, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 6.6 inches of snow for the month, which is now 3.1 inches below normal, and 53.3 inches for the season, which is 3.3 inches of snow below normal. There were 28 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 793, that's 15 above normal, and 5,501 for the season, which is 221 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 74, set in 1986, and the record low, 2, in 1960. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:14 p.m., 12 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and cool today with highs in the mid-30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and cool today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, cool today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and cool today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and cool today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, even milder near 50. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday with a late-day shower and highs in the middle to upper 50s. Showers Thursday night and a few scattered showers Friday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid to upper 50s again. A morning shower on Saturday, then partly sunny and warm in the mid-60s. Sunday partly sunny with a chance of showers back into the 50s and increasing sunshine in the 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.